of the Levi Stadium. Anybody working there? No, driving you nuts yet? Making you crazy, huh? It's just you can't get anywhere. It's nuts. And this week will get worse. But you know what? There will be thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people descending upon this area in the next few days and then staying a couple days afterwards. And we have an opportunity to reach them. Now, we can't reach everybody, but we can do our part. And these little booklets are helpful with that. They're a football booklet. Inside there's some trivia about football and some things that anybody who likes football would like to read. But interspersed in there is the gospel. And if you're a person who is more of a confrontational evangelist who just likes to walk up to random people and give them materials, go for it. That'd be great. Otherwise, if you're not that kind of a person, it's okay too. That I like to be a kind of like an evangelism terrorist. I like to leave these little landmines everywhere. And I do. I leave them at gas stations. I leave them at the bank. I leave them at restaurants. I leave them at stores where I go to. I put them on windshields. And our church name's not on them, so they can't find us anyway. No problem with that. Just give them the gospel. So we've got one more shot, one more week, to distribute the gospel to people with an interest on the Super Bowl. So when you go out to the Get Connected area, grab a whole handful of these and just let's put them out there. Here's what I know. You never know what's behind the smile on a face. You just don't know. People are around and about. They're living their life. And behind that face, you don't know what they're going through. You don't know how God has prepared them. You don't know what the Holy Spirit has already been doing in regarding to stirring their spirit. And it just might be that moment where they're in that time of decision that they pick that material up and they read it and they go, that's what I needed. The Word of God. The living Word of God that changes hearts. And we could be the persons who distribute that information. So grab some of those, okay, as you go out. Today is Group and Common Rally Sunday, as Julia said. And we all went, woo! Okay? It's exciting. It's fun. New trimester of new groups. And so today, I want to take just a few minutes to explain what we do, why we do it, and go through the booklet with us so we can really see how much God is doing in our groups. Now, for those of you that are guests, and for regulars too, sometimes we forget why we do what we do and what we do. In our groups in common, we have three different types of groups. And let me just invite you to do this before I start getting into this. Go ahead and reach in front of you and pull out this booklet, okay? All your seat backs should have them there. And I trust the ushers were on point today and refilling them from after first service. Grab these. You can also find these on our website, www.alag.com. Okay, you can get these there as well. But this is the hard copy, and we'll be going through that in a moment. But when you look at them, there are three types of groups. There's connect groups, growth groups, and service groups. The connect groups are designed to do exactly what the word says, and that's connect us. Especially if you're a new person, or you don't have to be new, but maybe you're just in the beginnings of your relationship with Christ. You are just looking for friends. You want to just meet some people and build some relationships. That the connect groups are for you. They're based on topics or activities, rather. Some kind of activity. We've had in the past groups that have ranged from fishing to golf to hiking to video games to you name it. And this year there's a couple of them that are in your booklet. The growth groups are my favorite groups. The other ones are great, but I'm into growth. And connection is great as long as we're moving toward growth. Service is great as long as that's a prerequisite to growth. Growth is what we want to be doing. And when I say growth, I mean growth in our relationship with Jesus Christ. And so the growth groups are predominantly Bible studies, prayer groups, topical studies, and they're designed to go deeper, to get people together, to connect, but to connect on a deeper level than just, hey, we're going to play golf together, and then you say goodbye and you're off. Getting deeper, growing. And these really are the groups that tend to be more lasting. The growth groups, people come and they tend to stay and they are together, you know, for months and months and even years. There are some groups in here that have been together for quite a number of years because you get into God's Word together and you develop together as well as in the Word. So growth groups are really important. The next type of groups are service groups. Service groups are those that, just what it says, they serve. Now, these groups don't necessarily have a meeting time where you get together and you pray and you study God's Word together. These are centered around a service. Service would be like you had the worship team lead us in music this morning. That's a service ministry, service group. You have the techs that are serving back here right now. Vinny and Min are back there making sure that our sound and slides are good, and John's back there videotaping. That there are people who are involved in those areas, or children's ministries, or youth ministries, or hospitality, or any number of things. Groups surrounding service. Okay? So that's how we kind of have strategized our ministry. Now, why do we do these? There are some goals. And in your outlines, I want you to follow along with me. What are the goals of Groups in Common? I want to give you three this morning. Okay? Let me back up. There we go. Number one, the first goal is to grow in my relationship with Jesus because he's my Lord. We have mission markers, right? And our first mission marker is? Oh, that was just a sad display. Someone has said, if the students have not learned, the teacher has not taught. So based on that, I am an abysmal failure. Our first mission marker is? Identity. When we become a Christian, when we become a follower of Jesus Christ, we become someone new. Our identity changes. So the very first goal of Groups in Common is that we want to grow in our relationship with Jesus because he's our Lord now. We have become new creation. He's the authority. He's the boss. We've surrendered our life to him. We've submitted to him. He's God. And we want to grow in him. Now, I found something that was, I thought, fascinating a few years ago, and that in Ephesians chapter 1, chapter 3, and chapter 4, the Apostle Paul makes a very interesting statement. He says, I want you to grow and attain the full measure of the glory of God, or obtain the fullness of God. Same phrase, the fullness. In other words, I want you to be overflowing, to know as much of God as you can possibly know, and that's what I want. I want that. That's why I'm a Christian. I want to know God. And in that those three chapters, Ephesians 1, Ephesians 3, and Ephesians 4, there's a context of how that happens. And that context is in groups. It's together. If I want to grow in my relationship with Christ, I can't attain the full measure of the glory of God by myself. Now, my quiet time is important. My individual prayer time is important. My time in the Word is important. But I will only get to a certain level by myself. It's together where we really grow, where iron sharpens iron, where we get into the laboratory of the faith and we begin to really work it out. That's together. How do you know if you're developing the fruit of the Spirit of patience if you never are with people that demand that you have patience? Follow? How do you know if you have self-control unless you're with a group of people that demands that you exert self-control and the rest of the fruit of the Spirit? You see, it's together that our relationship with Christ deepens and grows. We can't do this by ourselves. So the first goal is to grow in our relationship with Jesus. The second coincides with our second mission marker. The first is identity. The second is family. Okay, this section right here is doing pretty well. The rest of us, I am just failing you. The first is identity. The second is family. Thank you. We are not, when we become a believer in Jesus Christ, we make that individual decision to follow him. We soon realize that there's a whole lot of other people following him. That God puts us in families. We call that family the church. So he gathers us together to do it together. And so we want to connect people with one another because we're family. Here's what I know. You can have the same last name. You can live in the same house with the same address and not be a close family. Anybody realize that to be true? It's true. Families all the time. Mom, dad, sometimes it's single parent. One kid is in his room, door shut. Other kid is in his or her room, door shut. Mom or dad's wherever they are. And that they're in the same house with the same last name, same blood, but they're not really a family. That takes togetherness. That takes unity. That takes work. That we want this family together. And the family of God is eternal. We have each other forever. And God says you need to develop that interaction with each other because you're family. And I love this family. Sandra and I this year, 2016, this will be 31 years for us here. And there's a couple of you, a very few, a couple, that have been here since then. A couple. I see Anna. She's been here the whole time. She's not sick of me yet. I'm amazed. Mel and Jerry have been here even longer than that. There's a few that have been here the whole time. Some of you I've known for 20 years. Some of you I've known for 10. Some of you I've known for 1. I've met a few people today for the very first time. True. I've met some guests. Never met them before in my life till today. Here's what I know. For Sandra and I, we couldn't live without you. We didn't know who you were, but God brought us together as a family, and now you are the indispensable people of our lives. It's us. And some of you have made those connections where these people that you didn't know until you came to Abundant Life, now they're your family. They're your people. And it's so awesome. That's how God has designed us to be. And we do that most effectively in groups. This is great, Sunday morning, and it's necessary. But most of the time, we have a brief little period, and you're being taught with me, and you're all sitting there looking forward, and the interaction is some, but not as much as you could if you met together during the week, and you really got into it, and you started really becoming the family of God. So we do groups because we want to see that develop as God has designed us to develop. And number three, to serve others, because that is our purpose. The first marker is identity. The second is family. The third is? Much better. I'm a happy man now. Thank you. I don't feel so badly. Our purpose. We're Christians. I'm a Christian. I'm saved. My name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And we're together as a family. Isn't that great? But we have a purpose together. We don't just get to come and say, isn't it wonderful that we have each other? And if you're not with us, then sorry, too bad, because we have a great thing going on. No, there's a purpose. There's a reason He gathered us, to serve the world, to seek and to save that which was lost. Jesus said this, I have not come into the world to be served, but to serve and give my life as a ransom for many. That's what He came for, to serve and to give my life. That's what we do here too. When our three kids were at home and we had the five of us there, there was no such thing as a volunteer in our home. Would anybody like to volunteer to clean their room? Would anybody like to volunteer to clean the dishes that you just left in the sink? Parents, that is a major, I don't think so. Okay? You're a part of this family. There are no volunteers. We serve each other. You made the mess? Get in there and clean it up. You have this area, it's your spot, you clean that up. You participate here. We work together, because that's what a family does. And that's what we do here as well. The biological family only lasts as long as we have breath. The eternal family of God is just that. It's forever. Forever. In a very real sense, the people in this room that are followers of Christ are more vital than our biological family. And I'm not saying that to denigrate the biological family. I love my wife and kids, but what I know is that, praise God, they're all saved. But if they were not to be, at the end of this life, that would be over. But the family of God continues forever. We need, obviously, both. To be passionate for our blood family and passionate for our spiritual family. And God has put us here to serve each other and to serve the world together. I can touch people individually, and that works. But together, we form a movement. And it's so much more powerful when we do it together. So that's a goal, to learn to grow together and then to learn to serve each other and have a purpose. Now, here's what I want to do. I'm going to take some time right now before we go to the tables. And I want you to pull out those booklets. And we're going to actually go through these booklets. I want everybody to see what's going on in here. In the very first cover, there's a note from me. In the second page, there's a calendar of when things happen. The third page, this green one that looks like this, says generations. And who might take a wild guess on what ministries are in there? Ministries to the generations, the age groups, okay? So you flip into that area, and there are some specific groups that are focused on generational groups of people. We have this celebration service, which is the joining of all the generations of people. There's one that's called The Foundry, and that's for young adults out of high school, but into their early 30s. Sandra and I minister with that group, and it's a great time at our house. On Tuesday nights, we get into God's Word and go deep, and we're studying the book of John right now. There's youth and middle school, high school ministry that meets on Wednesday nights. Mark and Steve and the others are ministering to that junior high and high school age. Next page is little kids, newborns, elementary age children, kindergartners, and also in the midweek, first through fifth grade. Now, all of these generational ministries are things for us to attend, to go to and be able to enjoy, but even more so for people to give of their lives in service in those groups. Maybe you want to minister to the kids or minister to the youth or minister to the young adults. You have that opportunity to be a servant to the rest of those people in those age levels. So those are our generations. The next one is this orange part that says connection. Connection. And there, as you turn the page, there are a couple of connection groups that are listed there. The first one there is one that I don't know why I'm not attending that group. It's donuts. Donuts are of God. Amen? Amen. Amen. Chap loves those donuts. I don't know how he puts them all away and stays like Mr. In Shape, but he's looking good. And that's what Don Huffman, they meet together, they eat some donuts, and they develop friendship as they discuss the things of God, and they just join that way. The OK Corral, Alex and Emily Frank, they are wonderful vocalists. They are classically trained vocalists. So if you want to be a singer, you can learn how to sing and sing together with Alex and Emily as your leaders. How cool is that? And we've got a group of people that have enjoyed that. And they meet on Sunday nights. The seniors ministry, it's a generational ministry, yes, but they meet periodically throughout the year. And that's one of those ministries that I'm so glad I don't get to be invited to until this year. This year, I get to be invited to the seniors group this year. Oh, man. I got to figure out how I can get out of that one. But do I want to? No, it's great. This whole group of people. And when they have their luncheons, there's a group of upwards of 40, 50 people that will gather. And they do other activities as well. Just having a wonderful time. And Steve and Ricky Mason, they lead that group. In the blue area, there's the growth groups. And I'm excited. There's so many growth groups in here. Financial Peace University, Steve and Jess Williams. Jess and Paul Williams. I'm not lying. Pastors exaggerate. I know they do. I am not exaggerating when I say this. Seriously, the first time they led this group, which was a couple of years ago, the accumulative debt of the people that were in that group was over $250,000. Over $250,000 of debt in that group of people. You know how much debt remains in that group of people today? Nada. Wow. Done. Dealt with. Because of the principles. It's awesome. Awesome. Because of the principles taught from God's word that this group brings to light. And they've done the group multiple times. Awesome, awesome group. Morning prayer. If you're a prayer warrior, there are guys here every morning, Stan and Earl and John, and they're here in the morning with sometimes others trickle through praying, seeking God. When you leave your cards and you write a prayer request on the bottom of that, they're here praying for those cards every day. And it's a powerful time. Discovering the big picture, Pastor Jim teaching a class on Sunday mornings on getting an overview of God's Word, walking through the themes and the different threads of meaning from Genesis to Revelation. Sunday Message to the Max, KG and Jeanette Yama lead on Wednesday nights as they, in their home in Cupertino. Sometimes if I'm teaching you on Sunday morning and you go, I don't think I got that. I think Pastor just lost me on that. I'm not sure what he meant or I didn't get that part. This group, you can take the same message we taught on Sunday, but go deeper. And unfold it and ask more questions and touch on things that I didn't touch on. In the middle there, Willow Ranch Bible Study. Again, Don Huffman teaching at his mobile home park, at Willow Ranch. Retired men's group on Wednesday mornings. These guys get together and they study God's Word at Holders and they have some breakfast. How many know God's Word and food work together? They do. Look at the Bible. Look at the Bible. It's all about find me and let's eat. It's there. Jesus talks about banqueting all the time. So that's what these guys do. There's a book review group, Steve Cox, Friday mornings. Same restaurant. We're just paying for Holders to stay into business. Those guys are there studying the book of Acts and going deeper in the book of Acts. Developing your life together. Tuesday nights at Julius's house. He's the handsome guy with the deep voice that was up here giving announcements. At his house, they're studying the Revelation together on Tuesday nights. Next page, becoming a woman of faith. Wednesday nights, Julie and Jess. If you're a lady here today and you're thinking, I've got issues. I've struggled in life. And I need a safe place where I can trust other women that get what I've been through. I always tell them, go to Wednesday night. These ladies are the most wonderfully welcoming group of women who are safe. They've been there, and not all of them have had rough lives, but a lot of them have had times where they could say, you know, I know how you feel. I know exactly where you've been. Why don't you come with us, and let's heal and grow together. It's powerful. Now, this group is not for strugglers. It's just women need a place, and this is a great place to be. Women's Bible Reading with Pam Brown. They meet on Thursdays in the evenings. And these are ladies who just get together, and they go over here at Pizza Hut, and they read God's Word and talk about it. What a great thing for ladies to do. Read and talk. Perfect. That works. Isn't that great? Ladies, you can talk all you want. Okay, and you get to eat, too. Okay? And if you don't want pizza, have a salad. Do what you like. But Women's Bible Study. Robin Zonick leads on Monday evenings. Our Abundant Life Al-Anon Ladies Recovery. If you're a lady and you've got people in your life that are in recovery, or maybe you've struggled with that area too, here's an anonymous group where you can go, and Robin has extensive experience of leading women in the area of recovering or helping them recover in the scenario where they're significant person is needing recovery. And so they'd learn how to not enable and how to be strong and how to really help them come to health. And so many different aspects of this ministry, but it's powerful. And women's lives are being changed as a result of this ministry. Bottom page there, Women's Prayer and Share Group, Wednesday afternoons, right here. They sit in a circle right here. And every Wednesday I come in after lunch, and there's a group of about six ladies, and they're praying. And they always say, Pastor, is there anything we can pray for you about? And I get excited. Man, I know this. I want people praying for me. And they're praying for lots of needs and lots of people in our church and for the ministries here. If you're a lady who likes to get together and pray, that's a group for you. Joy of the Lord, page 24. Don Zonick leads this recovery ministry. And this brother has been sober for 26 years. Praise God. Awesome. If there's anybody knows about what it's like to be in trouble and have recovered, and not just recovered, but recovered sustainably, recovered over the long haul. And I am so thankful for this ministry, because that's not really a life that I've led. And I don't understand what really goes on in the minds of someone who's battled with addictions and things. And I can turn them to Don. He knows exactly what to do. He knows how to minister, how to talk to, how to lead. And it's an awesome group on Monday nights where it's Christ-centered. Yes, it is. Follows the basic 12 steps, but it's not just an AA group. It's a Christ-centered group where you get the power of Jesus along with the principles of recovery. And it's awesome. Then one more there is Kevin and Karuma and Jeremy Maurer leading a group called the Methods of Interpreting the Bible. Have you ever opened your Bible and thought, I don't know how to study this thing. I really want to. But man, it's big. Genesis to Revelation. There's a lot in there. Where do I start? How do I do this? Those guys are going to teach you. They'll teach you how to learn study methods. Are those awesome growth groups or what? Yeah. There's so much going on with opportunities to grow. And you know, if you say, well, I'd like to maybe, I have a growth idea too. Well, no problem. This next trimester, there are opportunities for new leaders to go through our orientation, and you can lead a group maybe next time around. What about service ministries? There's a few that are listed here, and there are even more than are listed here. Meals ministry. This is on page 28. Meals ministry. We've been a recipient of this. When someone has a hard time, and in those hard times, the last thing you're thinking about is what to cook for the family. And it's so amazing to have somebody knock on your door and have a smiling face of Abundant Life person, and they've got a big tray full of food. We've been the recipient of that before. One year, of the five of us, four of us were down sick during the holidays. And for about 3 days, Abundant Life people came with food. It was awesome. Man, we got fat. They brought so much food. We couldn't eat all the food. It's amazing how the body of Christ cares for each other. And this is a very practical way. You can sign up to be on that team. The hospitality team. Isn't it nice to come in and there are items available to you at the Get Connected area? Or there's food and coffee available to you? Or there's ushers to help you with needs that you might have? That's all hospitality. When people walk in here, it's nice to see a smiling face that's basically saying, "Welcome to my home." Just like you would when a guest comes to your house and you open the door and say, "Welcome." They've cleaned their home. They've prepared good food. They've set an environment for you. And it's nice to go to a home like that. These hospitality people prepare that and serve you each week. Maybe you could be a part of their service team. The ambiance team. You may not know that I have a group of people who work with me, and they're called the creative team. And these ladies, there are four ladies, there could be men, but there just aren't at this time, where I talk to them about the seasons of the year, the sermon series and things, and I say, what can you come up with creatively that would help, really help us connect with the message with our look and feel of the sanctuary or object lessons or things like that. And they do a wonderful job. Well, sometimes they need people who actually help with doing the setup and things like that. And that's what the ambiance team does, that they come alongside the creative team, and then they're the ones that would put things together and put out centerpieces and decorations and things like that. That's a great, great thing that Kimmy and Kathy do. The ALEC Media and TV, I always love it when I hear people say, you know, I've been watching you on the videos on your website. Well, that's an awesome ministry. Somebody had to do that. Somebody has to be back there making sure my voice is not messed up and distracting to you. That's why Vinny is back there and Min is back there working with the slides. And there's a whole group of people that work with tech. And we could expand this ministry if we had even more people. So that's available. The prayer blanket ministry is there on page 30. These people pray for people, make blankets for them, and then give them the blankets. And in our house, we have a couple of prayer blankets that we snuggle up with all the time. And when we do, there's all those knots that are around the prayer blanket reminding us that people prayed for us when they made that blanket. Living worship, I mentioned to you, Pastor Sean up here leads the worship ministry. And this one is by audition, because we know the Bible says make a joyful noise, but if you're going to lead worship, you need to make a joyful, nice noise. It's helpful. So if you're somebody who thinks you're musical and you want to put yourself out there and do an audition with Pastor Sean, he'll listen and he'll be truthful to you and help you along in your ministry if you've got the goods. And if not, he'll suggest the soundboard or something like that. Not that Vinny doesn't have the goods, but he just does that. But we might put you somewhere else. The music ministry, usher ministry, you mentioned that just a little bit. Tenderloin ministry, Bill and Patty Mall lead a group of people that go to San Francisco and they minister to the people of the Tenderloin. Awesome, awesome outreach ministry. And Bill just told me just this last week that while they were there, Steph Curry and Andre Iguodala actually showed up at the Tenderloin ministry. Now, I know you're all going to go, I'm signing up today. I want to go meet the Warriors. That's what I'm going to do. They just showed up the one time, okay? So don't get excited. The ministry is for the people. But you know what? I say that to say that there are people even of world renown that understand that service is powerful, that understand that giving back is God's command. And these two brothers are Christian brothers. And they were there. So Bill and Patty lead that ministry. And yes, you go to San Francisco to do that. Yes, it takes a journey and some time, but people are getting changed. Their lives are being saved. Is that amazing what's going on at Abundant Life Church? That is a ton of stuff. And there's even more than that I mentioned that people are doing here. I say all of that to say there is an opportunity for any and everybody. Any and everybody. And if you somehow can't find it in what I just read to you, then start your own. Why not? Start your own. Meet with your friends, your people. I know there's a couple of groups meeting right now that aren't in our directory because it's a little bit of a different scenario for them. And that's awesome. There's a place. I want to wrap this up so we can go to the tables. What do you do? What are you thinking about when you're considering a group in common? Well, what do I have in common with these people? We understand. Not all of us have the same interests. Not all of us have the same gifting. Not all of us have the same passion. So as you peruse the tables, you're looking for that connection in your life that says, that connects with me. And all of us have a connection with Jesus Christ. All of us. That's our one common bond. What do we have in common with each other? Jesus. And I've seen that bond connect people of diverse backgrounds, and you name it, and God brings us together. You will find a connection here. Number two, what's our vision? Our vision statement is what? Everything for the glory of God. That's why we're in groups, right? We want to grow in the fullness of the glory of God. If that's our vision statement as a church, it must be our vision statement for our lives. And if that's going to be our life, then we'll make growing in Christ, serving for the purpose of Christ, connecting people of Christ, our vision. It's important. It's powerful. Because that's our mission as Christians. What's our mission? We've been talking about the markers today. The four markers of identity. Same with me. Family. Purpose and sacrifice. We didn't talk about sacrifice today, but these markers take sacrifice. This is what we do. It's who we are. When you become a Christian, these are the markers of your life. I'm a new person. I have a new family. I have a purpose. And yes, there's a cost, but I'm willing to pay it for what he paid for me. I'll do it. So the fourth question is, what's stopping me? Why not? And I know there's a lot of people saying, well, here's why. I'm busy. Well, busy with what? I'm not trying to be overbearing this morning, but can I just tell you this, that if you're a Christian today, there is nothing more important that fills your hours than the mission of God in your life. Now, I know we've got to work. All of us do. I know we have families. All of us do. But those things cannot take the place of God in our life. And those things cannot take place of the purposes of God in our life. I'm not in a group 5-7 nights a week. So I have time for my family. I have time to do what I need to do. I have time for leisure. That we have our time here on Sunday when we gather together. There are ministries throughout the week. There are times to gather for prayer. We have our group on Tuesday night. It's necessary. If you're sitting here today saying, I'm too busy to do anything, but I want to tell you this, we have a spiritual health problem. There really is. If you're sitting here today saying, I don't want to serve anywhere, we have a spiritual health problem. Because that's what Jesus' people do. They gather and they serve and they grow. It's part of the new identity. So what's stopping us? I'm going to pray right now, and you'll have to ask yourself those questions. And when I'm done praying, I'm going to release you to go to the tables and spend some time in what group will you be a part of in this next quarter. All right? Father, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word today, for just the practice of this Sunday. And I'm amazed at what Abundant Life people are doing. All of the groups, all of the studies, all of the development, all of the even the budding outreaches that are starting to take place under Rick's ministry, and things that are just starting to grow, to add even more to this wonderful church family's service. And God, it's so awesome to watch the people connect together and watch us just deepen together because of these things. Lord, I pray that you would help us all to step deeper today into a new area, into a richer experience with you and with each other. Because this is important. This is how we grow. I just give you thanks for this opportunity now, Lord. We give you praise in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Leaders, would you go to your tables? And everybody else, you are free to peruse the tables. And make sure you don't leave without dropping your connection card off at the doors with one of the ushers.